have a special request this afternoon.
Kama unaomba maalumu alasiri ya leo.
We are not just preaching about the message.
Hatuhubiri tu habari ya ujumbe.
We are gathered in the presence of Almighty God.
Amen.
He is the one that is here.
And he are
hapa. That we are relying upon. That we are depending upon. So if you have a need, I want to encourage you to believe. As we look to him in prayer, promise to supply that need according to his riches in glory. So let's believe in this evening. Almighty God, author of life, and give up every good and perfect gift. We know in you there is no variableness or shadow of telling. Because great is your faithfulness. And as we draw nigh unto you this
morning,
coming in sincerity, coming with faith, Lord. Remember that you said, come with boldness before the throne of grace. And we shall obtain mercy. We shall find grace to help us in time of need. We are a needy people here, God. And you are the God who is able to supply our needs. Are you not the great Jehovah Jireh? Oh God, the Lord who will provide for himself. And are we not part of you, Lord? Your attributes express in flesh in the earth. And your Holy Spirit have come, and you have revealed to us that the blood was shed to purchase us, and you have come to claim us, because this is the time of the claiming. Almighty God, may you look in upon your people, and may you have consideration this evening, and as they will hold your needs in their heart before you, may you, the all-sufficient God, grant unto them the request of their heart. Minister to their need, Lord, they might be filled, they might be encouraged, they might leave this place satisfied, closer drawn to you. Oh, gracious God, with your presence. Let this great quickening power move upon us and give us that supernatural strength, Lord, and give us the grace to concentrate, and that our hearts and minds will be the channel where you can minister your word, and we can receive, Father, being in the same frequency to receive what the Spirit is saying to the church. Get on and glory to you, great child. We love you and appreciate you. We ask all these mercies in the wonderful and precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 16. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bore him no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Abram, behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah.
Sarai akamwambia Abrahamu, basi tena Bwana amenifunga tumbo nisizae. Umwingilie mjakazi wangu, labda nitapata uzao kwa yeye. Abraham akaisikiliza sauti ya Sarai.
Now watch Abraham coming under the influence of his wife here. After God had spoken to Abraham, showing the stars in the sky, and says, so shall thy seed be. And the Bible said he believed God. And it was imputed to him for righteousness. And now in Genesis 16, right after this great high place in his life, where he had this supernatural experience, where the pillar of fire came down at evening time, walked through the pieces, confirmed the covenant, when he should be under expectation, walking in the revealed will of God, Sarah comes up with this great well of explanation.
Amen.
She was thinking that in a carnal mind. And she's telling Abraham. Hey Abraham. It just struck me. God was keeping me from the airing.
Mungu amenizuia tizae.
I'm not the channel.
Mimi sio njia.
Hagar is the channel.
Ajili ndio njia.
Let the seed come to Hagar.
Wacha ajili mbegu pitie ajili.
That is how the promise will be fulfilled.
Hiyo ndio hali ingetimia.
And Abraham happened to Sarah.
Naye Ibrahim akamsikiliza Sarai.
What a sad thing.
Oh, jambo la uzuri namna gani.
Amen.
Amen.
And Sarah, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid Egyptian, after Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abraham to be his wife.
Sarai mkewe Abraham akatoa ajili Misri mjakazi wake baada ya kukaa awe ka Abraham katika nchi ya Kanaani miaka 10 akampa Abraham mumewe awe mkewe.
So Sarah, with her great unbelief, was coming up with a revelation of polygamy.
Kwa hivyo Sarai na kutoka kwa alikuwa anafikia ufunuo ambao wanawake wengi.
He's trying to teach Abraham by that revelation how to bring God's promise about.
Bila kuja Ibrahim bila kutimiza ahadi ya Mungu.
She wasn't called to teach nothing.
Yeah, we don't want to teach her.
She was called to learn in silence with objection.
Yeah, you to have that kind of people.
Amen.
Abraham coming under her teaching.
Lakini Ibrahim anafikia chini ya mafundisho yake.
Amen. You see, sometimes people say because we are elect, our life will be, you know, just straight and nice. We think that. The Bible says different.
Amen.
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 Yes.
And he waited under Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes.
Baada kumwingilia ajili naye akapata mimba. Naye alipoona ya kwamba amepata mimba bibi yake alikuwa duni machoni pake.
And Sarah said unto Abram, the wrong done me be upon thee. I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee.
Sarai akamwambia Abraham, ubaya ulionipata na uwe juu yako. Nimekupa mjakazi wangu kifuani mwako, naye alipoona kwamba amepata mimba, mimi nimekuwa duni machoni pake. Bwana akuhukumu kati ya mimi na wewe.
But Abraham said unto Sarai, behold, thy maid is in thy hand. Do to her as it pleaseth thee. When Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face.
Naye Abraham akamwambia Sarai, tazama mjakazi wako juu mikononi mwako. Mtendee lilo jema machoni pako. Sarai akamtesa naye akakimbia kutoka mbele yake.
She was the cause of her own problems.
Huyo alikuwa ndiye sababu ya shida zake mwenyewe.
And now she wanted to throw out in the house.
Anataka afukuze na kutoka nyumbani.
Like some people.
Kama watu wengine.
They get misled.
Wanakopeshwa.
Cause a lot of problems.
Wanavamia shida zao wenyewe.
Like throwing out the door.
Afukuze kutoka mlangoni mwao.
You know what God did?
Yeye ndiye alifanya
send her back to her mistress.
Mungu alimrudishia yeye mwenyewe.
Bwana. Throw it back upon her.
Mungu alimrudishia.
Yeye own problems her life.
Wewe shida yako wewe mwenyewe.
You sow it, you reap it.
Where will you find that you put it?
Amen.
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 Put your
heaven. Amen.
And the angel of the Lord said unto her,
Malaika wa Bwana akamwambia,
behold, thou art with child and shall be a son and shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction.
Tazama wewe una mimba utazaa mwana wa kiume nao utamwita jina lake Ishmaeli, maana Bwana amesikia kilio cha mateso yako.
And he will be a wild man.
Naye atakuwa kama punda mwitu.
His hand will be against every man and every man's hand against him.
Mkono wake utakuwa juu ya watu wote na mkono watu wote utakuwa juu yake.
And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren.
Naye atakaa mbele ya ndugu nao ndugu zake wote.
Not in the presence of the Lord.
Sio katika uwepo wa Bwana.
In the presence of his brethren.
Katika uwepo wa ndugu zake.
And she thought she was bringing to pass the promise.
Naye alikuwa anadhania kwamba anatimiza ile ahadi.
Amen. And Abraham coming to mission to that kind of revelation.
Abraham anajitisha chini ya ufunuo namna hiyo.
Oh my.
Lord, jamani.
And she called the name of the Lord who spoke unto her, Thou God seest me, for he said, Have I also here seen him that seeth thee?
Akaliita jina la Bwana aliyesema naye, wewe e Mungu uonaye, kwani ulisema hata hapa nimemwona yeye anionaye?
And verse 15 and 16.
And
Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram called his son's name, whom Hagar bore Ishmael.
Hajiri akamzalia Abram mwana wa kiume. Abram akamwita jina lake Ishmael.
Now watch the origin of Ishmael.
Basi tazama na utambue mwanzo wa Ishmael.
He was a hybrid.
Yeye alikuwa aliyechanganyishwa.
He was a product of false union.
Yeye alikuwa mzao wa muungano wa uongo.
Yet he will multiply and become great.
Ingawaje alijizalisha akawa taifa kuu.
Yet he had great princes.
Na alikuwa watu mashuhuri na wakuu miongoni mwa.
Amen.
Amen.
But he's wrong to begin with.
Lakini yeye ana kasoro ya kuwa mwanzo wake.
It's just a wrong thing multiplying and getting big.
Ni jambo la kasoro tu ikizalisha na kuzidi kuwa kubwa.
But it's still wrong.
Lakini ni makosa
kwanza that wrong from the seed.
Kwa sababu ni mbegu hiyo kasoro.
Amen.
Amen.
A wild man can only bring forth another wild man.
Mtu ambaye ni hali ya punda mwitu atazaa mtu wa hali ya punda mwitu.
A fighter will only bring another fighter.
Mpiganaji atazaa mpiganaji mwingine.
Amen.
Amen.
He will be blessed.
Yeye atabarikiwa.
But he will not be A.
Lakini hawezi kurithi.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 And Abraham was fourscore and 6 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abraham.
Naye Abraham alikuwa mtu wa miaka 86 hapo ajili alimzalia Abraham Ishmael.
Verse 3.
Mstari wa 3.
Told us Abraham was 10 years already in the land.
Tuambia Abraham alikuwa amekaa miaka 10 katika hiyo nchi.
And verse 16.
Na mstari wa 16.
Tell us he was 86 years old.
And tuambia alikuwa na umri wa miaka 86.
So he was 75 years when he went out.
Na alikuwa miaka 75 alipotoka.
10 years in the land making 85.
Alafu miaka 10 katika ile nafanya kwa 85.
And 9 months for the baby to conceive.
Alafu miezi 9 huyo ajira nazaa.
Until he was born.
Mpaka azaliwa.
And now he is 86 years old.
Sasa ni kwa umri wa miaka 86.
Amen.
Amen.
But chapter 17 verse 1.
Sura 17 mstari wa kwanza.
And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect.
Abraham alipokuwa mtu wa miaka 99, Bwana akamtokea Abraham akamwambia, mimi ni Mungu Mwenyezi, uende mbele yangu ukawe mkamilifu.
So between verse 16 of chapter 16,
kwa katikati ya mstari wa 16 wa sura ya 16,
and verse 1 of chapter 17,
na mstari wa kwanza wa sura 17,
there are 13 silent years.
Kuna miaka 13 ya kimya.
Ishmael was now 13 years old.
Sasa Ishmael alikuwa ni mtu wa umri wa miaka 13.
There is nothing mentioned.
Hakuna jambo limetajwa pale.
Because there was no visitation.
Kwa sababu hatukuwa na kutembelewa.
There was no revelation.
Hatukuwa na ufunuo.
And for 13 years, Abraham continued in the deception.
Ibrahim aliendelea katika hali ya udanganyifu,
thinking that that wild man he was holding on to was the promise.
Kwa muda wa 13, Ibrahim aliendelea katika hali ya udanganyifu akidhania huyo mtoto wa 13 ni ahadi ambayo alikuwa ameahidiwa.
Amen.
Amen.
But when he's 99 years old,
akiwa pia miaka 99,
1 year before the real promise,
mwaka mmoja kabla ya ahadi halisi,
Sharia appears in this.
Shetani anamtokea.
In the name of the Blessed One.
Anakuja katika jina la Mungu mwenye matiti.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because Genesis 16,
Mathayo mwanzo 16,
we see man trying to be fruitful.
Tunaona mtu akijaribu kujizalisha mwenyewe.
And we see what he brought forth.
Anaona zaa nini?
But Genesis 17, God comes to show man what he would do for there to be true fruitfulness.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly.
Nami nitalifanya agano langu kati ya mimi na wewe, nami nitakuzidishia sana sana.
So God is showing man now the provided way to become fruitful. I am El Shaddai.
Mimi ni El Shaddai.
I will make you exceedingly fruitful. You try to become fruitful. All you bring forth is a wild-ass man. A mock and a persecutor. A hybrid. A little fighter. Calling that the promise. But I come to bring the promise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I'm the El Shaddai.
And Abraham fell on his face. And God talked with him saying, as for me,
maybe.
Behold, my covenant is with thee. And thou shalt be part of many nations. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram. But thy name shall be Abraham.
Abraham.
A father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful. And I will make nations of thee. And kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee. And thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant. To be of God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Let's drop down to verse 15. And God tells to Abraham,
Ibrahim,
as for Sarai thy wife,
Ibrahimu, Sarai mkeo,
thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be.
Utamle jina lake Sarai, kwa kuwa jina lake itakuwa Sara.
And I will bless her and give thee a son also. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed. Not without belief. Revelation of revelation. And said in his heart, shall a child be born to him that is 100 years old? In other words, oh my God, is fixing to perform a paradox. Hallelujah! No wonder the Bible says he considered his own body, he did not consider his own body now dead. Before his body wasn't dead. Sarah was barren. But Abraham had some energy in the flesh. He could have gone to Hagar and bring a child. Amen.
Amen.
See, he had some confidence in what he felt in his flesh. Like a lot of people today.
They
have confidence in human ability. Amen.
They
have confidence in the flesh. They haven't yet learned that their flesh profiteth nothing. It's not by might or by power. It's by my spirit.
Amen.
But Abraham didn't learn that lesson yet. He felt some power in himself.
I just got blind that he
marked. I can bring the promise to pass. Praise God, he offered it to Paul. I can bring it to pass. Only bluffing himself.
Yeah, I can do mother.
Brought for the wild ass man. Amen.
Amen.
It had to be cast out in the air.
Yeah, amen.
Oh my.
Glory.
Glory. And shall Sarah that is 90 years old be heir?
mwenye umri wa miaka 90 kadhaa.
And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee.
Ibrahim akamwambia Mungu, lau kwamba Israeli angeishi mbele yako.
You see, when people get attached to a false thing for too long, it has to let it go.
Unajua watu wanapotishwa kwa uongo, vitu vya uongo muda mrefu, inakuwa vigumu kuacha viende.
So I'm talking about the true promise.
Mungu anaongea kuhusu ahadi iliyo halisi.
But he's still praying, oh, that Ishmael might live.
Kile bwana anashikilia, no, Ishmael lazima aishi mbele yako. Yule mteule.
The one with the unconditional covenant.
Aliye na agano sio na masharti.
The bride.
Ni harusi.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, brother.
Oh, ndugu. Amen.
And God said, Sarah, thy wife shall be a dear son indeed.
Mungu akasema sivyo, lakini Sara mkeo atakuzalia mwana wa kiume.
God can't interrupt God, and God just continued on.
Mungu wetu kumzuilia endelea tu.
Amen.
Amen.
God keep talking about Sarah.
Mungu aendelea tu kumwelekeza Sara.
Amen.
Amen.
And thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant and with his seed after him.
And as
for Ishmael,
I
have heard thee.
I have
blessed
him.
And will make him fruitful.
Tamzidisha.
And will multiply him exceedingly.
Nami tamuongeza sana sana.
The church will grow.
Hii kata takuwa sana.
Get plenty members.
Takuwa na watu wengi wa shiriki.
Get big.
Takuwa kubwa.
Great preachers come out in.
Na hii watu nazina wakubia kubwa toka miongoni mwa.
Princes.
Hata wafalme.
Amen. And I will make him a great nation.
Hata entafanya taifa kubwa.
But my covenant.
Lakini agano langu.
My covenant.
Baada ya agano langu.
The ones I'm obligated to.
Ambao nawajibika kwa.
The ones I'm in relationship to.
Ambao nahusiana nao.
Amen.
Amen.
Will I establish with Isaac?
Tarifanya imara kwa Isaka.
Whom Sarah shall bear unto thee.
Ambaye Sara atakuzalia.
At this set time in the next year.
Majira kama haya mwaka ujao.
And he ceased talking with him, and God went up from Abraham.
Mungu akaanza kusema naye akapanda kutoka kwa Ibrahim.
May the Lord bless you, which you may have received.
Mungu abariki neno lake na zaketi.
So I want to take for a title.
Chukua sawa cheo cha somo.
I am El Shaddai.
Mimi ni yule El Shaddai.
The Almighty God.
Mungu mwenyezi.
In Genesis 17.
Mwanzo 17.
Where it says, I am the Almighty God.
Sema mimi ni Mungu mwenyezi.
In the Hebrew it is, I am El Shaddai.
Katika Kiebrania ni mimi El Shaddai.
Shad means breast.
Shad namaanisha titi.
Like the breast of a woman.
Kama titi la mwanamke.
So God, Shaddai is plural.
Kwa hivyo El Shaddai namaanisha Mungu mwenye matiti zaidi ya moja.
Two breasts.
Mawe titi mawili.
Amen.
Amen.
So just 1 year before the promise.
Kwa hivyo mwaka mmoja kabla ya ahadi.
God appeared to Abraham.
Mungu akamtokea Ibrahim.
In the symbol of a nursing mother.
Katika umbo la mama nyonyeshaye.
Now when God does something.
Mungu anapotenda jambo.
As you were speaking this morning.
Kama ulikuwa unasema siku ya leo.
It helps us.
Inatusaidia.
When we spend a little time and pray over that.
Kwa sababu.
When we spend a little time and pray over
it. Okay, tukikaa muda kidogo na kuombea jambo hilo.
Because all scripture is by inspiration.
Na maandiko yote yametolewa kwa nguvu ya Mungu.
Not one jot or one tittle shall in any wise pass away.
Hakuna hata moja au kimoja kitapita.
And a jot and a tittle is a punctuation mark.
Na unajua hata moja ni kitu cha kuwekea mahali ya kikomo hivi.
Jesus was showing how inspired the scriptures are.
Yesu akaonyesha vile maandiko yana upako.
Heaven will pass but the word cannot pass away.
Mungu atapita kile anaweza kupita.
So if God comes in the form of that El Shaddai.
Mungu anapokuja katika umbo la El Shaddai.
There must be some reason for
it. Anasema sababu kwa ajili hiyo.
You know God revealed himself to Abraham.
Na Mungu alifunua kwa Ibrahim.
In different ways.
Alianza tofauti jingi.
What time he revealed himself as Melchizedek.
Na Mungu akawa alivyo kama Melchizedek.
What time he revealed himself as El Shaddai.
Alivyo kama El Shaddai.
What time he revealed himself as Elohim.
Alivyo kama Elohim.
What time he revealed himself as Jehovah Jireh.
Kama Yehova Jireh.
And he got promise.
Na akapata ahadi.
He will deal with Abraham.
Atafanya kazi na Ibrahim.
And his seed.
Na mzao wake.
After him.
Na mzao wake baadaye.
In the same manner.
Katika njia ile ile.
That God dealt with Abraham.
Mungu alifanya na Ibrahim.
He will deal with Abraham's seed.
Atafanya kazi na mzao wa Ibrahim.
In Romans chapter 4.
Katika Warumi sura ya 4.
Paul said.
Paul anasema.
We are walking in the steps of the same faith.
Tunatembea katika hatua zile za imani ile ile.
Of our father Abraham.
Baba yetu Ibrahim.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when the seals was taken off of the book in this day, we realize that in Abraham, God established an unconditional covenant. Hallelujah. That unconditional covenant with a covenant of grace, where God showed his election. So in Abraham's eyes, we see the mystery of election.
So now
and calling. And we notice that in this covenant, Abraham didn't have to do anything.
Abraham
God was the author and God was the finisher. We find that when God called
Abraham,
God began to make certain demands upon Abraham's life. As you
are
speaking this morning, we talk about separation. Every man is separated from country and kindred.
Now, at work is
to obey and follow God. He went up by faith, not knowing where he was going. Amen.
Amen.
And as he began to follow God, we noticed that he didn't really grasp the fullness of that faith yet. Because he carried father with him. And his father was a problem. He couldn't walk in the full will of God. And then God had to take the father. And then he held on to Lot. And God didn't call Lot. He brought Lot out. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And when the time came,
we
have to separate from Lot. Because the Bible says it was grievous in his
sight.
But we find that when he came to Isaac, in Genesis 22, God said, take Isaac, thy only son. But Ishmael wasn't dead.
Ishmael
was alive. But the Holy Spirit
Abraham,
take thy only son Isaac. You see, Abraham had Ishmael. But Abraham had Isaac.
Hallelujah!
Abraham couldn't bring forth Isaac.
Abraham has in Isaac.
Abraham had to bring forth Isaac. Because when he was Abraham, he didn't get part of God's name yet. He didn't understand the mystery of circumcision yet. He still had confidence in the flesh. Hallelujah! He was walking under the headship of his wife. He gets tied up in a man-made program. He comes under human government. He went into false union. He got influenced by a well-worn explanation. He was trying to manufacture something outside the appointed season and time. And the only success he had was bringing forth a perverted promise that had to be rejected. Amen. And yet he found it so grievous.
You know,
God let him live.
Amen.
He didn't want to cast it out. Because he got so attached to it. Because for 13 years, people
sat
him in the back.
Praise
the Lord. He said, you really said this is going to happen. Boy, you prophesy correctly. I tell you, it's inspired
kuambia ni mtu wa Mungu mwenye upako.
Look at this great revelation you have.
Kumbe wewe na wao.
You say you was going to have a son.
Leo utakuwa na mwana.
And this Samuel will come.
Na mwana ameshazaliwa.
Everyone
smiling. Everyone was happy about
that. He's a nice boy.
Ah, better go.
Hold him a little bit.
Oh, stick it on.
Ishmael come.
Ishmael and Joe.
Shoot your bow and arrow.
Where will they go, dog? What's up?
Shoot that deer.
Where will they go, you?
Let the man see.
Oh, don't worry.
Fight that little boy.
Where part of the dog?
Let him see how he can fight.
Get out of the dog. Where did he get away?
Ephraim is feeling proud. I've got the promise of the hour. God told me the promise is going to come to pass. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I knew I had the power in me. I had some dunamis. I had some dunamis.
Amen.
But see, Ephraim was a Hebrew.
Lakini Ibrahim alikuwa Mwibrania tu.
And Sarah was a Hebrew.
Naye Sarah alikuwa Mwibrania.
They were blood relations.
Walikuwa na ukoo wa damu.
Just like Isaac and Rebecca.
Kama Isaac na Rebecca.
Just like Jacob and Rachel.
Kama Jacob na Esau.
Blood relations.
Kama na ukoo wa damu.
Because the type of Christ in the church.
Sababu ilikuwa ni mfano kanisa la Kristo.
Christ in the church is blood relations.
Kristo na kanisa lake wana ukoo wa damu.
Of the same stock.
Wana ukoo mmoja.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Hagar was an Egyptian.
Lakini Hagar
so the Hebrew sperm
an
Egyptian egg trying to cross the world and the world together. We go into hybridization. So Ishmael had all the Egyptian characteristics about him. Sometimes he walked like Egyptian. He liked to sing them Egyptian songs. He liked some of them Egyptian fashion. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yet you have some Hebrew thing inside him too.
Amen.
But that wasn't the beloved son. Obedient to the will of the father. Who is going to be heir of all things. That wasn't the true spirit of sonship. Because Hagar was a born woman. And she could only gender it to bondage. And bring forth children in a spirit of fear and bondage. If you are a Bible reader, you know Galatians 4. Paul went back in this scripture. He said there were two women in every house. He
would
type in the Galatian churches. Them Galatian churches were message churches. Them wasn't denomination. But Paul said, oh, foolish Galatians. Who are we with you? You start up in the spirit. And you end up in the flesh. You come out of Judaism. And you're going back to it. Can't you divide your age? Dude, don't you understand your covenant? Don't you understand when the corner turns? Did you understand when the corner was turned? And there was a new covenant? A new relationship? It's no more a master-servant relationship. It's a father-son relationship. Amen!
Amen.
But then Galatian churches were coming under the persuasion of men who were saying you have to be circumcised according to the law of Moses. And they're bringing their own little revelation. And Paul said, what is the matter with you?
Is
men want the glory in your flesh? Because now you're wearing the brand.
Kwa sababu nyinyi mnabeba hiyo sasa.
To show you belong to them.
Mnabeba katika mwenyewe kuonyesha mwenyewe wao.
Amen.
Amen.
Look one of the people in my camp.
Angalia watu mmoja watoka katika camp yao.
They talk like me.
Anaongea kama mimi.
They act like me.
Anaongea kama mimi.
They have all my slogans.
Wana misemo yangu yote.
They fight like me.
Wanapigana kama mimi.
They misbehave like me.
Wanatendeka kama mimi.
Paul is saying when they get caught in the flesh, they was wearing the mark of these men.
Walikuwa wanabeba chapa za wanadamu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Paul showed, he said, didn't God say cast the bondwoman out? Isn't Sarah the heavenly Jerusalem? The mother of us all?
Haya mama yetu wote.
Isn't she the married wife?
Yes, yeah, ndio. Eh, mama yetu wote.
Isn't she the free woman?
Sio mwanamke aliye huru.
Amen.
Amen.
She is joint heirs with Abraham.
Yeah, yeah, and of Ibrahim.
But he got with a born woman.
Lakini ajalikuwa mwanamke mjakazi.
Born with his money.
Yeah, amen. Ezaliwa na mama yake.
Amen.
Amina.
She is a slave.
Yeye alikuwa ni mtumwa.
She can bring for the heir.
Hawezi kuzaa mbili.
She can bring for the born child.
Hawezi kuzaa anaweza tu maana wa utumwa.
He said, we don't have the spirit of fear and bondage.
Yeye hatuko watu wa uoga na utumwa.
We have the spirit of love and power and of the mind.
Wewe unakufanya wana.
Whereby we cry, Abba,
Baba yetu.
Because we have relationship with God.
Tunahusiana na Mungu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So here we see Paul.
Hapa tunamuona Paulo.
Mexico's.
Atika kwa baba yake.
In the first church.
Ndani ya kwanza kanisa.
In the Alpha Age.
Katika kizazi cha Alpha.
Going back to the Genesis.
Akirudia mwanzo.
And was showing what was going on in the Alpha Age among message churches.
Akionyesha kinachoendelea katika kizazi cha Alpha miongoni mwa makanisa ya ujumbe.
He says, stand fast in the liberty.
Sema simameni imara katika uhuru.
With which Christ has made you free.
Tumehubiri kitu ambacho ameweka huru.
And don't be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Because they were being taken under the bondage of men. And those children that were being born from the womb of those churches had a wrong revelation of God. Because they were trying to earn the things by something that they can do. And as it was in Alpha, so it was in Omega. When the prophet came, he said, his seed will not be heir with the shock. As he tried to show this morning, the original will not be heir with the hyper. Amen. Because Isaac was a type of the new birth.
Alikuwa ni mfano wa uzaliwa mara pili.
The children of promise.
Mfano wa ahadi.
Amen. But Ishmael was the children of the flesh.
Alikuwa ni wana wa mwili.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Paul said we are walking in the steps of the same faith of Abraham.
Abraham
is called a Babylon.
Abraham
is
called a Babylon.
Amen.
Amen.
To come into Canaan land. Into the Holy Ghost. Where God called his church out from in this day? Revelation 18:1-4. Come out before my people.
I have
been a partaker of sins. He called it a Babylon. Amen.
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 Like
Abraham.
Come Ibrahim.
Journey coming out. Then we found out. In Abraham's life.
Ibrahim.
God led him all the way into a new body. Is that right?
Yeah.
A man called a Babylon. Coming to the land of the Holy Ghost. Live in that land. And then come all the way into a new body. That's a shadow. Then there must be a people who cast that shadow. You see, when you miss those things, that is why people go off the road. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit can only lead you in the Word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Abraham came to justification, to sanctification, to the Holy Spirit. So the revealing of the Son of Man. Receive the revelation of the mysteries and come back into youth.
Amen.
Amen. Abraham saw Jehovah Jireh.
He
went around by the spoken word. He saw the third Paul. The spoken word create a ram like God creates pearls in this day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Abraham received communion from Melchizedek.
Yes.
What was that? A time for the wedding supper.
Oh, mfano wa karamu mwanakondo.
Hallelujah. So this man, who was called a Babylon, who saw the spoken word, who was attacked by the resurrection, come back to his youth, who had the wedding supper, received the communion from Melchizedek. Are we not walking in line of the same promises in this hour? Are we not promised the spoken word?
When the wish comes,
that's the
temple then. It will create. It will multiply the presence.
We
have promised these things. I will not promise the wedding supper. I will not promise a change in the body. Amen. But then we are walking in the steps of that same faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When the God of glory appeared to Abraham in Mesopotamia, the pillar of fire come rolling down, and a voice began to speak to Abraham, come out of
her,
that people, be shepherd. I'll be your God. I'll stand by covenant with you. I'll make your father many nations. Oh, I'll give you a great name in you. Who you bless is blessed. Who you curse is cursed. Oh my! 1963. Same God of glory. The Lord Himself descended to heaven. With a shout.
Come out of
her. So from 1963 to 1998, we are walking in the line of the word, walking in the steps of the same faith of our Father
Abraham.
Every believer who is coming to a change, who is going to receive a spoken word ministry, who is to go to the marriage supper, you must come to the junction that Abraham came to. Because God brought the church to the same junction. Luther came out of Babylon by faith. Then Wesley God confirmed the covenant by blood, like he did to Abraham. Then Genesis 17, the Pentecostal, on a church age level. Hallelujah! God's a nurse for me. When a baby is nursing, it's drawing the life from the mother into itself. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Drawing the life of God. Tap of the Holy Spirit. Pentecostal baby. Drawing the life. Then at the end of Genesis 17, in Genesis 18, God in a man like a prophet,
walking
in the
dust
of his
spirit,
turn his back, turn the hearts of the people. Hallelujah! Shall I hide from Abraham? What am I going to do? Pull the seals back. Under that six seals. Abraham saw the Gentile world above me burn with fire. Amen.
Amen.
You know what did Abraham call it? The church of all the earth. He was an investigation judgment. Hallelujah! Showing the church have come to the same stages on a church age level, and the same way God deals with the church, He deals with the individual. Hallelujah. And now the bride in the bride age has come to those same junctions. Then the same God is revealing Himself to us. Look at the prophet. He showed the Son of Man to be revealed. God in a man like a prophet. Not Jesus.
The
corporal body. God in human flesh. Then God, He showed Elohim. He showed He preached Jehovah Jireh. He preached Shaddai. He preached, who is this Melchizedek? Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Right.
Because Branham is like Abraham. And the same way God revealed himself in those names. He revealed himself to Abraham's seed also. Do you know who is this Melchizedek? Amen. That same Melchizedek came back in this day. And he brought bread. And he brought wine. This is what you're feeling of. In your flesh. In the flesh. Did you notice in the Hebrews? Paul says Abraham was seeking a city.
Amen.
Amen.
And love our influence. On Abraham.
Now we are just
there. After he met Melchizedek. After he seen the theophany. After he saw the king of the theophany. He saw a higher order of beings. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He wanted to ascend into that higher order. Because life is a higher order than death. Faith is a higher order than weakness. Light is a higher order than darkness. Faith is a higher order than reasoning. Love is a higher order than jealousy. Forgiveness is a higher order than revenge. And you begin to look away from this world. And look away to Jesus. Look away to the world. Look away to the world. Did they hear? I have no continuing city.
Then we saw that same kid. I don't know what I want to say. standing in the platform. I smile at the one. I turn it back. I get out of the water. I am over the mystery. I can say,
hallelujah!
Boy, now be there, eh? Put the world into existence. Amen. I remember the last. And the earth is history. It's all in the world. I'll tell you, eh? The voice of the sand.
Amen.
Now, what's your inner child? Voice of the blood.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we are walking in the steps of that thing.
Hallelujah.
In this hour.
No, he was Abraham.
How about Abraham?
God spoke to the great promise. He was an expectation.
I want him to
see you. He loved to see his promises.
I want to see your heart.
Don't you love to see the promise in your life?
Amen.
You know what I
love to
do? He can't sleep in the night.
We pass
the floor.
Oh, well.
We
pass
the floor.
To
me, I'm going to
pull it through.
To
me, Leah, why I'm your dress.
We read the word.
You're so banano.
The presence of God comes.
What of the book?
Put on the book.
We need to know wherever
we are. We need to know our
hands in
the air. We cry
out
to God.
We need to
know where
we are.
We need to try the sheep.
What else is there?
What's the source of the Abraham?
Where is it? Why is there in there?
We're not
going. We're not
going. Shall I go try this?
Give me the cup of the
toto. Let's call it
It knows how to handle every situation. Where every move we make reflects Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Glory! And God realized he's continuing about the promise. Some people are so afraid to go to God. Some people like to play that they know.
Yes.
I know I don't have to ask
the
one. I know already. I'm alright. Abraham went back to God.
Abraham
went
to God.
He needed to be my heir.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Kapitia mgongo wangu.
And whenever my hair is,
and my back tingle, I know it's God. You know these kind of preachers? Boy, bro. Boy, bro.
Oh, my very much kid.
He said, what is it, honey?
The money of men.
Abraham,
the Lord
is all brought to me like daylight.
You've not all come up channel.
I'm not the channel.
Maybe do it, yeah?
I'll tell you, you won't have a son, not me.
Oh, I can tell you, where else the father man has been in?
You looking for me to bring it for all these years?
Well, I can hear Mimi saying, you can't.
Look here, guys, here. You think she just in the wash and cook?
Well, I'm going to wash and open up the pick up.
Amen.
Amen.
Either she can bring for the promise.
Yeah, look over your heart.
I'm sure that is the will of God, Abraham.
Take care of your friends, I'm going to be
and Abraham?
Abraham?
He has some energy in the flesh.
I will. But we'll run down and we'll watch it.
So when Sarah tell him that?
Well, I'll tell him my video.
You know, you is really barren, but I am not really
impotent, you know.
And I never really wanted to put a lot of pressure on you. Because I kind of believe you were the channel myself for some season. But why would I have this great ability in me? If I wasn't to have the promise.
Come and see you, feel the part of your heart.
Who knows how long I might have this left?
And I do the place in Dagam or Muda Mekaga.
Amen! I know people tie their revelations together.
Well, I don't know how long I said, I'm not going to review.
Come to a little private interpretation.
Now, don't feel that you've been nasty, you know, go.
And Abraham heart will do Sarah.
Now, Abraham, I can skin us alive.
The same hand that Billy got.
What do you ever have in the room?
Same hand that had a confirmation.
What do you ever have in the room?
Same hand that got confirmed the covenant to.
Hold on, buy it with Jagger of Bible.
Get trapped under human government.
I can now put that into the cards of Binata.
Trying to bring the promise to pass.
I've been able to miss the hard in you.
But now his seed was going in the wrong channel.
I guess I'm very well, I've been seeing the seed is your father.
What they were attempting to do is bring a wild man.
You know, I'm going to have to do a good job. I'm going to
have a version.
Yeah,
that will start a fight and destroy.
Will
even turn around to persecute the real one when it comes.
Is
what they were attempting to do. Trying to be sincere. Thinking to serve God. Thinking that God has changed his mind about his word. This kind of denominational theories.
Amen!
And then Sarah,
you hang up and see. I did a kind of squamima.
As the Madame she conceived.
Now, Peter,
Abraham began to wear flashy clothes.
Now, I did squamima, very much hands up to Jibuna.
He doesn't feel like a young boy again. I'm
going to take him up to Jara
Taylor. Amen.
Amen.
He doesn't think what I'm
going to
do.
Come here, come on in the
when my son comes in to see
me. I can't keep on all you are.
Amen. And the little boy was born.
Now, who's that because you are?
And threw it in the air.
Now, come to my God.
Hallelujah. Oh, it's so great.
It's so
great. You know, he's introduced them to everybody.
I can read about Jamutu.
Everybody can find.
Jamutu Akajua.
He wants to relate his experience.
I want to tell him what
he wants. He wants to give his testimony.
I bet you know what?
How this great mystery.
Great Jericho.
Open up.
Great Jericho.
And how God used him.
I mean, I'm to me.
To bring the promise to pass.
It's been a hard day.
And God let him go along in that deception.
I'm not going to lose a little bit of any
under that false revelation,
you know, no longer
in that human government, in that false union,
holding on to
that seed of error
for
15 years.
Why?
God was waiting there until he was dead. And when Abraham was now dead in his body, when he had no more confidence in the flesh, when he had no more human ability to
come in,
no more human energy, it was all gone.
I'm
a
Back on the street, huh? And he was doing
doing the same for Abram.
I'm going to fight him with Abraham.
You see, Abram is a type.
I know Abraham is not fast.
Showing the elect.
I can let them tell it.
Prophet saw.
I don't know.
Was getting out of step.
I'm going to look at that guy, my father.
But he said, get back in line.
Come on, we're going to come
start. Walk before me and be off
my back. Yeah, I'm going to start with a father.
Go look at them little Egyptian churches here.
Well, see, I have my father, my daughter, I can do it.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Yeah, cool.
getting him ready for the promise. So here was this man trying to bring the promise, not knowing there's a perfect wall connected to the promise. There was circumcision on the eighth day connected to the promise. There was a new name connected to the promise. And then according to this same time next year, I will visit Sarah and she will bring forth this
child.
And God begin to reveal the time and the season. All these revelations have to be made known first before the promise can come to pass. And for 24 years, he did have these revelations. He had the energy in the flesh.
I want to fly with the market.
And he got the spot on the Holy Ghost.
I got to put up on the table.
He got paid
up
the Holy Ghost.
He
got shot on the Holy Ghost.
No, 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 no. Yeah. Yeah.
No, 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 you can't pull nothing out of God.
I want to put down the mobile.
Yes. God must have the counsel of his own will.
Yes.
Who is Devin chucking?
Yes.
Who is Devin chucking? He knows better how to do his own.
And you want to lock it.
And he does it after his own good pleasure.
Now I don't
let him back up some little man. To glorify God. And show he keeps his word.
Where's your father and the lock it?
Amen! Abraham began to see his
fault.
1 year before the promise, he was receiving more revelation concerning the promise that he had received for 24 years. Oh,
man.
Lord,
your
man.
Hey, hey, hey.
Lord, the same way he does with Abraham, he deals with Abraham seed after him.
Abraham,
he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If somebody's trying to steal you outside the Bible, it can't be right. If somebody's trying to get away from the shadows and the tides, it can't be right. Amen.
It's
a dovetail with that. That's the hidden secret of redemption. That's the hidden truth that was sealed in the Bible. These things could not be made known out of thunders or in the voices. The seven thunders opens up the book.
I'm
beginning to see the mystery.
I'm
beginning to understand how he's the author and the finisher. We see how this symphony unfolds. We see the different junctions. The different changes of the beat. And if we know we have this junction, we know such and such supposed to happen here. Because when we know what season we are in, we know what to expect.
Channel.
He did not hinder the channel.
Same as
an Egyptian channel.
You can't follow an Egyptian pattern. The channel is Sarah. That's the channel the seed must come through.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! And so we see how God reveals of the Abraham as a Shaddai.
Come and Shaddai.
Let me close up.
My dear,
I want to read something for you.
You
know, we say breastfed is the best fed. You hear the saying that breastfed is the best fed. El Shaddai exposed the breast. Two breasts. The Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is the mystery of the bridegroom. And the New Testament is the mystery of the bride. I have 9 children. 3 days before I came, I have my last one. A little girl. Leave my wife nursing a baby to come here to preach to you. And I watch my wife many times nursing them children.
You
put the baby in one breast.
That
baby begins to nurse.
And
he's not satisfied sometimes. He sees all the Old Testament mysteries. He sees the bridegroom. He sees the prophet part. But he's not fully satisfied. He's still hungry. She turned aside. The baby is in breast. Revelation 10:1-7. The bridegroom. The headship. Revelation 10:8-11. The bridegroom. The when a church gives birth to sons and daughters out of the womb by the preaching of the mystery, the sperm coming through the body, the minister, the spiritual husband of the church, planting the mystery, giving birth to sons and daughters, the elect lady and her children. Hallelujah! And that church nurses. That elect lady nurses her children. She don't import a lot of manufactured things from the States. Buckloads of this manufactured milk. In videos and audios and all these things. She nurses her own children. Don't be upset about that. That's the truth.
Well, that's it. You're in the way.
The principal reasons for favoring breastfeeding is false.
In the Kamayim,
the composition of breast milk. Especially made and adapted to the nutritional requirements of the newborn infant. God designed the woman to have that special milk for that infant child. Even animals. You see a young sheep or goat or something born. The first thing it does.
Mother's
breast to the sucking baby. It is fresh and free.
free from contamination and bacteria. So you take that in contrast. This is manufactured milk. This farmer has his cow. He drinks all that milk in a pail. He takes his pail by his gate. The milk factory van passed and
picked
up the pail.
They
carry to the factory. They put it through all the man-made machinery. Break down the milk. Make it in a scientific form. Mix it with other things. And then put it in a pan. And then they put it in a box. And then the marketing people take this now. Carry it to the supermarket. They store it in some old basement. They put some on the shelf. And then some of these mothers, they go in this old man-made supermarket. Go to this man-made shelf. Look for this man-made thing. With this man-made manufactured milk. And they carry it home and put it in a man-made bottle. And they take a man-made nipple and put it in the man-made bottle. And they stick it in the mouth of the child. Well, from the time they leave the cow, to go to the factory truck. To go to the industry, to go to the supermarket shelf, sit down on the shelf, go to the people home, get mixed in the kitchen, and then give it to the child. So much of different things happen in the milk already. Because the mother gives birth to the child. And the child has access to the mother's breast. And in that milk, there's an immunity that passes from the mother to the child, where the child is protected in the early fragile stages of its life.
Between mother and child provides an
an emotional security for the child. And that gives the child a favorable start in personality development. Because the child feels loved. It feels protected. There's no fear. There's no confidence about the child. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Mama make him feel he's the greatest. Mama love him so much. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Is it part of feeling? Poor substitute. Because the child does not get any personal attention. There is no relationship. That's why I don't want to talk about the message. It sounds so scientific. It sounds so complicated. You can't see it in your own everyday life. Something's wrong.
Yes.
You know why? Because there's no relationship between the mother and the child when the child is fed to a man-made bottle. And get a man-made manufactured milk. Amen.
Amen.
They said the mother who has fed her baby with her own milk has a better relationship and gets more respect for her offspring. Because that child realizes that when he cries, Mama hears. Mama left what she's doing. She makes him top priority. Everything else takes second place. Hold close the bosom. And he hear the heart beating, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Hallelujah.
And that child, oh, mama cares. So the mama don't explain all kind of things how she cares for him.
Mama,
I know you love me. I know there's something about me that is special to you. Amen.
Amen.
The children are more inclined to be obedient to the mother who has breastfed them. Because when that child begins to bite the mother, the mothers know that. Them baby bite the nipple sometimes. And the mother hit him.
I
and they stand that. You
have
to do that. And you have to
spat.
And pull the breath out of his mouth. He knows when mama says stop that she means
it. The market.
He knows when mama says stop that she means it. And he wants that milk to grow strong. Amen. So he knows to behave himself. So when he grows up, it's easy for him to obey mama. He already knows mama means business. She doesn't say, oh, put you in the house. You watch the people who are out of trouble in the churches. Where elect lady don't spend time with her children. There are the foreign babysitters. Who is not the mother of the children?
I'm back.
You see, they don't understand.
No, I know it.
They just think it's church and getting educated in the message. It's a mystery of life.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, my.
That baby learns discipline from very early. Because he's been trained from the very moment he was born.
I'm a little
there's a production and the flow of milk.
Unajua uzazi na mtiriko wa maziwa
is governed and influenced by the nervous system.
Inaendeshwa na mpango fulani wa kipekee.
So a mother who has a temper problem,
kwa hivyo mama ana shida mbaya,
or who's overtaken with anxiety,
ambaye amechukuliwa na wasiwasi,
or fearful,
au anayeogopa sana,
will have very little milk for children.
Atakuwa na maziwa kidogo sana kwa mtoto wake.
Amen.
Amen.
So when you see churches
full
of fear and skepticism, and always afraid if I get deceived or something,
and
nervous.
Oh,
you see these other churches full of temper, slamming people left and right, and wild and radical.
They will
have very little
nervous.
So they said in nursing sessions.
Kwa hivyo katubuli kwa hivyo hatua ya kunyonyesha.
Always must be deliberate.
Lazima iwe hakika.
And hurried.
Na iwe ya iwe maalum.
That if I want to hurry.
Kwa sababu akiwa na haraka.
I have to take the time.
Lazima achukue wakati
wangu. In this nursing session.
Katika hiyo wakati wa kunyonyesha.
El Shaddai,
El Shaddai,
the blessed one. The source of supernatural strength. Amen. God revealed to
Abraham.
They changed the name.
Badilisha la jina.
Circumcision.
Kutahiriwa.
The time and the season.
Na majira na wakati.
Ordained child.
Na ile njia iliyopeanwa.
Perfect walk.
Oh, matembezi makamilifu.
All these things.
Haya mambo yote.
Had to be revealed.
Ilikuwa lazima yafunuliwe.
Before the promise could come to pass.
Kabla ahadi itimie.
And in 1 year.
Na kwa mwaka mmoja.
Before the promise.
Kabla ahadi.
When you were dead to self.
Alipokuwa amejitia mwenyewe.
No human ability to trust in.
Hakuna mtu aliyelama kutegemea.
God waited until that time.
Mungu alivyojali wakati huo.
I am El Shaddai.
Sema mimi ni El Shaddai.
Amen.
Amen.
Now it's time to put away that Ishmael.
Hala wakati wa kuweka mbali Ishmael huyo.
Get ready for the real promise.
Na ukajali wa ile ahadi halisi.
Amen.
Amen.
So the nursing session.
Kwa hivyo wakati wa kunyonyesha.
Always have to be free from nervous tension.
Ila lazima iwe mbali na wasiwasi ya kupanda na mishipa.
There's a story I heard one time.
Kuna hadithi nilikuwa wakati mmoja.
As a matter of fact, I read this many years ago.
Kama nimesema hiyo wakati mwingi.
I think it was Greek mythology.
Ilikuwa ni habari iliyotungwa zile nyingi za kale.
But it reveals something for what we want to say about the breast alone.
Lakini hapo ndio kuna kuhusu yale ambayo tunataka kuhusu yale na titi.
The almightiness of the breast.
Ile nguvu ya uwenyezi ya bina titi.
The source of supernatural strength.
Ile kiini cha ile nguvu ya kibinguni.
It doesn't some man make business.
Sio jambo tu la mwanadamu,
it's in God.
Ni Mungu mwenyewe.
It's in the Word.
Kwa ndani ya neno.
The Old Testament and the New Testament.
Kaya agano jipya na agano la kale.
To bring it together.
Kuweka pamoja.
To reveal the threefold secret.
Kufunua ile siri ya utatu.
Behind the back part of His mouth.
Kwa siri nyuma ya Mungu.
Amen.
Amen.
This woman,
huyu mwanamke,
she had a flock of goats and sheep.
Alikuwa na kitu kama mtumba au mbili.
And she had them in the mountainside.
Alikuwa na upande wa mlimani.
Yes, Felicia.
Sisi wa watu.
So just
tunamalizia wote.
Yes, keep your mind sharp.
Kwa hiyo wacha kuja zako pamoja vizuri.
Create a little feeling here because of the end.
Ndio nafikia mwisho tu.
And while she was taking care of these flocks,
alikuwa anashughulikia hawa hii mfugo.
She had a little nursing baby with her.
Alikuwa mtu ambaye anashika pamoja naye.
But she had to go to attend to some of the animals.
Alikuwa lazima ashughulikia wanyama wengine.
So she put the child aside.
Akawa mtoto mbaya.
And she went out to
enda kule.
Attend to the animals quickly.
Ashughulikia wanyama haraka.
So she could come back to the child.
Kwa sababu ya mtoto.
But the little fellow was so brisk.
Lakini kijana mdogo alikuwa.
He began to crawl away.
Akaanza kutambaa.
And began to crawl towards the cliffs.
Naye akaanza kutambaa kuelekea ile maporomoka ile miamba ya kuporomoka.
And he got right to the edge of the cliff.
Na akafika katika pembe ya mwamba wa kuporomoka tu.
Where he was looking over.
Hapo anatazama tu.
And when the mother turned around.
Mama aligeuka.
She saw him in that little position there.
Alikuwa katika hiyo nafasi.
Like so then God sees the church wiggle off the road into some false doctrine.
Yule kama anabeba kaza na kutoka katika njia na kufisha uongo.
Like Abraham got himself into.
Kama Abraham alipojigia sana ni yake mwenyewe.
And when a shali I came with a brush.
Na apaya shali alipokuja.
And this little child got there.
Na mtoto mdogo akafika pale.
And when the mother looked.
Mama akaangalia.
Oh my, he was a baby.
Oh mtoto wangu pale.
Just on the edge of the cliff.
Akiwa katika pembe ya hiyo juu ya kuporomoka tu.
She was so scared she didn't know what to do.
Yeah, alikuwa amefadhaika, hajua afanye nini.
And she thought.
It's a calling. You will try to run for me. You think I'll play a game? If I run after him, you'll take off. What can I do? I look my baby to the top row over there. He's in danger. He's losing life. So it's all of a sudden inspiration struck her. And she took the breast out. And she showed her the breast. And he turned right around. And he began to come after the man. Because that nursing mother, she has almost infinite power over that little child by her breast. That breath has power to attract. And so God came to Abraham and exposed the breast. And said, now walk before me. I'm out of the place. Hallelujah! And they begin to bring him back. And open up the mystery. Getting him ready for the promise. We have been walking in this text. Many have wiggled off. Many are struggling to find the right channel. Many are wearing themselves out. And everyone is all worn out. Like a fretting child. God said, come and listen. The strength you're looking for. I am the satisfier. I am the poor of poor. Amen. That's what the name means. Hallelujah. Let's stand your feet. This great thing. I am Makuru. And I message Abraham and the sheep. I know you are Abraham Zawake. Prophet says. I'm gonna say ma. He was getting him ready for the miracle. That's what he done to the Pentecostals. He let the Pentecostals lose his own strength. His own Holy Spirit. The baptism back into their weak bodies to give them faith for the rapture. How is God going to give us faith for the rapture? To nurse from the breast. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Now injecting himself, he gifted himself out. Into Abraham literally. That was the Holy Ghost. But when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, it is the person of the Holy Ghost himself. Oh, the person! Not imagination, but the person of the Holy Ghost. Nurse, not from the articles, and from the promises, but he had no the literal life of God flowing into him. That's what the Pentecostal age does. That's an age level. On an individual level. When I bring that new birth to you,
I
will give you your part of the name, reveal to you your mystery in the book, that you can live under the inspiration of that prophecy. Looking to see that confirming your life. That's what we're talking about. Amen. Notice he blessed his son. The same thing he done with Abraham. He called Abraham out. Now listen. Now I want you to put on your spiritual understanding.
He said that.
And keep quiet just a moment. He called Abraham
out.
And at the end of this 17th chapter, he called him out and made a place into him. What did he do?
I find a name.
Place in his son. What is God's name?
Elohim.
Is that right?
Where are you?
Elohim. It's who he is. Lord God Elohim. Preserver of heaven and earth. And what did he do to Abraham?
He gave Abraham part of his name.
From
Abraham to
Abraham. Abraham.
Elohim. Because he too was a part. Placed him positional. Give him a name. Abraham from Abraham.
Abraham toka Abraham
to Abraham.
Abraham.
See?
Naona?
After he made him that, place his name now. Positionally place. Call him the justification. His seed through sanctification. Through the blood. Through the seed. Building up himself. Pouring himself into his El
Shaddai,
the Holy Spirit, now placing him and giving him a part of his name, Elohim, a small Elohim,
kama Elohim dog,
a man born to be a God. To bring you into amateur thoughts. To bring you into the mystery in your
skin.
To bring you into the new body. To bring you into the promise. You must meet El Shaddai.
Amen.
El Shaddai comes when there is no human ability left. There is no more confidence in the flesh. When he learned the lesson that the flesh profited nothing.
Amen.
Amen. When he had to separate from Ishmael, then the Shaddai comes.
That's
a nurse. And he nurses way all the way to a new body. Can you nurse this?
Amen.
Will you nurse?
Amen.
The president exposed you.
Oh, did you make us quack?
Amen.
And the milk is flowing. The breath ain't dried up.
Oh, my God.
It's a fountain open.
Oh, could I get something to your wife?
He make himself accessible to us.
And
we can draw supernatural strength.
Where the Bunyan Buga can be money?
A power that can produce the promise. The true promise. He tried to bring the promise without circumcision. But he needed circumcision. He needed to mortify the members of the flesh. Come out of that perverted life. Amen. Let God bring supernatural
life.
To bring the promised son on the scene.
El Shaddai.
Among us. Thank for we are.
Take
a hold of the breath.
Amen.
And
nurse.
And draw strength.
Amen.
And let his immunity be passed to you.
Amen.
Notice this moment. They went into false union. Before they come into the real promise.
They
had to be cut off completely. This evening. Another time.
And follow me here.
Abraham. From Babylon, all the way to the new body, he went into false union and had to come back out.
Amen.
Is not the word precise?
Yes.
Isn't the word precise?
It's
so accurate. It's so true. As we look around today, and we see what's happening, Opening up the scriptures, breaking the bread of life in such a way that only you can break it, Lord. Making yourself known in the breaking of the bread. Let us see the hour. Let us see our experience as the word becomes personalized.
as it becomes relevant and applicable to us, Lord. How can we miss that, Father? It is real. Surely this is the grace of God. And we thank you for it, Lord. How we love you, Lord. Oh, how we love you. How we adore you. Should you tarry and allow us life and give us the opportunity to gather together again, Lord Jesus, in your presence, Lord, that you can speak to us just once more, Lord. Just once more. And you will make these things to be done. In the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. And we bless you. We thank you for your servant here. For his desire. And you see that word? Lord, establish his people. May you bless him, Father. May you multiply. May you increase his ministry. May you continue give him favor. And may this fulfill all your word, Lord. Lord, him and his people. That's all that's connected to them, Father. The other ministers, the other churches, those cooperated, those who came here today, those who sacrificed in the hours, sitting under the influence of your word. Bless them, Jesus. Let them be lacking in nothing. Oh, my God. You can ask. There are churches that be full. So we ask, Father, know that you are the faithful giver. And you will give to us bountifully. Because this is what you promised. We love you, Lord. We thank you. We exalt your mighty name. Truly you are wonderful, Lord. How you care for us, Lord. Even though we spend many times, you let no shepherd. You take your shepherd's staff. You leave yourself down your throne. And you come to the dusty highways and byways. You come and you find us, Lord. You put us on your shoulder. And you bring it back to the fold. Oh, how we are thankful for that. We so bless your name for that this evening. Oh, have your own blessing, we Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. See you in the morning, Lord willing. Invite somebody. Bring somebody out. And I'll be with you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank God for that. We appreciate for that.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
So before we sing our last song, let us close in a word of prayer.